Chapter 3, The Yoga of Action. Arjuna said, if you believe that knowledge is better than action, Keshava, then how is it you urge me to engage in terrible action? With speech that seems equivocal, you confuse my intelligence. Tell me surely this one thing, how should I attain the highest good? The Holy Lord said, in this world there is a twofold basis taught by me long ago, knowledge, the yoga of Sankhyas, and action, yoga of yogins. Not by abstention from actions does a man pass beyond action, and not by renunciation alone approach to perfection. No one for even a moment exists without doing action. Each is forced to perform action, even against his will by gunas. He who restrains action's organs while yet revolving in the mind thoughts of objects of the senses is deluded, a hypocrite. He who by the mind controls the senses and yet is unattached while engaging action's organs, inaction is superior. Perform your duty, for action is far better than non-action. Even maintaining your body cannot be done without action. The world is bound by the actions not done for sake of sacrifice. Hence, for sacrifice, Arjuna, you should act without attachment. In the beginning with mankind, Prajapati made sacrifice. Said, by this shall you multiply, this shall be granter of desires. May you foster the gods by this, and may the gods then foster you. Then each the other's fostering, you shall attain highest welfare. The gods fostered by sacrifice will give you desired enjoyments, but he who enjoys the gods' gifts without offering is a thief. Eating sacrificial remains, the good are freed from all evils. The wicked eat their own evil, who cook food only for themselves. From food all beings are produced, and from rain all food is produced. From sacrifice there comes down rain, from action is born sacrifice. Action arises from Brahma, Brahma from the imperishable. Hence the all-pervading Brahma is established in sacrifice. He who here on the earth does not set in motion, O Arjuna, this wheel lives full of sense delights, maliciously and uselessly. He who is content in the self, who is satisfied in the self, who is pleased only in the self, for him there is no need to act. He has nothing to gain by acts, nothing to gain by inaction, and no need of any being for any purpose soever. Therefore, constantly unattached, perform that which is your duty. Indeed, by unattached action, man surely attains the supreme. Indeed, perfection was attained through action by King Janaka. For the maintenance of the world, as an example, you should act. Whatever the best of men does, this and that, thus other men do. Whatever the standard that he sets, that is what the world shall follow. I have no duty, Pritha's son, whatsoever in the three worlds. Not anything that must be gained, yet still I continue to act. Indeed, if I should not engage tirelessly at all in action, then all mankind would everywhere follow the path set forth by me. Yeah, these worlds would perish if I should fail to engage in action. I would be confusion's maker, and I would destroy these people. as the unwise ones act attached. O descendant of Bharata, so the wise should act unattached for maintaining the world's welfare. One should not unsettle the minds of the unwise attached to works. The wise should cause them to enjoy all acts, himself showing the way. All actions in all instances are done by Prakriti's gunas. Those with ego-deluded mind imagine I am the doer. And yet the man who knows the truth about the gunas' actions thinks the gunas act in the gunas, and thinking thus is not attached. Those deluded by the gunas of Prakriti become attached to their actions. Let not the wise upset these of partial knowledge. Entrusting all actions to me, intent on the Supreme Spirit, free from desire and selfishness, with your fever departed fight. Those men who constantly practice this teaching of mine full of faith, not contemning, they are released from the bondage of their actions. But those despising my teaching, who thus refuse to practice it, turn wisdom into confusion, know them to be lost and mindless. Even the wise acts according to his own nature, Prakriti. All follow their own Prakriti, so what will restraint accomplish? Attraction and aversion rule when sense is contact, sense objects. One should not come under their power. They are indeed his enemies. One's own dharma, though imperfect, is better than another's done to perfection, for the dharma of another invites danger. Arjuna said, then by what is a man impelled to commit evil, Varshneya, seemingly against his own will, as if urged thereunto by force? The holy Lord said, it is desire, it is anger, that's born of the Rajoguna, of great craving and of great sin. Know that to be the enemy. As fire is enveloped by smoke, as mirrors are obscured by dust, as wombs cover the embryos, so is it enveloped by that. And knowledge is covered by this, the constant foe of all the wise. O son of Kunti, know it as desire's unappeasable fire. The senses, mind, and intellect are said to here be its abode. These things delude the embodied by veiling his innate wisdom. Therefore, controlling the senses, at the outset, O Bharata, kill it, the sinful destroyer of knowledge and realization. Above the body are senses, above the senses is the mind, above the mind is intellect, above the intellect the self. Thus knowing him who is above the intellect and restraining the self by the self, then destroy that enemy, that foe, desire. Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the third discourse entitled The Yoga of Action.